Today is Monday, the 2nd of December, in the first week of Advent. Portsmouth Cathedral Choir sings the Advent Prose. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. You might like to make this your own prayer today. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
In today's reading, we are invited to meditate on a vision of peace, one in which nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither learn war. Take some time to imagine such a world. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. In the prophet Isaiah's vision, nothing is wasted. Weapons are turned into tools of cultivation. How might this inspire your prayer today? Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. The promise of peace, that there will be an afterwards to violence, can help sustain us during times of despair and anguish. As you listen to the passage again, notice any words or images which resonate with you and seem to nourish hope.
The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord."
As this time of prayer comes to an end, bring your thoughts and prayers to God. perhaps praying for peace where it is most needed in our world. Wisdom.
Lord and ruler.
Root of Jesse.
Key of David.
Rising sun.
King of the nations.
Emmanuel.
Come, Lord Jesus.